leading up to NASCAR Nationwide Race Weekend at Joliet, Illinois, I am visiting with Mark Marquis. And Mark, it's been just a pleasure to be able to come out to your plant here right near Hennepin, Illinois, because we've got the number 9 car out here. It's going to be driven by Kenny Wallace, actually the car that will be driven, and it's got Marquis Energy right there on the outside of the car. I guess, first of all, before we get into talking about the car and the race, give us a little background on Marquis.
I'm a native of Illinois, and I grew up on a small grain farm just west of here, and through the years developing ag businesses, grain companies, retail ag supply, barging of fertilizer, importing of fertilizer products, and then barging of steel and sand and aggregate, we realized that logistics and infrastructure was important. And when we started to look at the ethanol industry and the potential to build a plant, that an area here on the Illinois River, on Interstate 180, with the Norfolk Southern Railroad, with 350 million bushels of corn grown in the 8 counties around us, was an ideal location to convert corn into high-value ethanol, a clean-burning fuel for our U.S. motorists to consume.
We have some challenges in the ethanol industry. There are actually more than one, I guess you'd say. But part of that is public perception, consumer information. So when you look at what you're doing here with NASCAR, with this car, with the, American Ethanol and the family farmers that are going to be displayed very proudly there too. How important is that? And did you see this as an opportunity to help get out some more information to that audience?
We did, and probably the catalyst for getting involved in NASCAR, and specifically with Kenny Wallace, the driver, was that E15 is going to be coming on the market. It's been approved by EPA. It'll be in gas stations in the next number of months, and we wanted the consumers to have confidence to buy E15 for their car and their truck. And one of the ways we thought we could instill that confidence was to put our high-octane fuel, clean-burning high-octane fuel, in motorsports and in a 15% blend. And so Growth Energy, the leading ethanol plant representation organization, of which I'm on the board of directors, did a 6-year agreement with NASCAR to have American Ethanol E15 used in the NASCAR series of the Sprint Cup, the Nationwide, and the Truck Series. Looking at that as something for the industry to do, Marquis Energy specifically looked at sponsoring locally a NASCAR race. So we'll be sponsoring Kenny on Saturday at the Chicagoland Speedway in the Nationwide Series. Kenny has turned into the spokesman for American Ethanol. He's a vibrant, energetic guy. He understands what's important about replacing imported crude oil with U.S. grown, corn-based, clean-burning ethanol. And so that was the basis for why we got involved. Our staff enjoys NASCAR. Our farmer customers that bring grain to us every day, average about 150 truckloads of corn a day come in here, they like NASCAR. Our fuel performs well in NASCAR. It proves to the motorists that if E15 is good in an 800-horsepower NASCAR race car, it's going to be good in their truck and car.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there on Saturday and visiting with Kenny again. Like you said, he's a great spokesperson. I've had an opportunity to visit with him before. Let's just get back to your plant here. Before we got started with the interview, you mentioned that I'm going to assume that business must be pretty good, at least especially on an outlook, because you're planning on expanding this plant.
Right. We're going to double the size of the plant. We're in the permitting phase right now. It takes a while to get all the permits approved. We hope to break ground sometime in the next 6 to 12 months. It'll take a 14-month build-out, but it will double the size of the plant. It'll make it either the largest or one of the largest dry mill plants in the world. And we think it's the right place for it because of the good logistics to ship both ethanol and dessert grain by barge or by rail or by truck. And so we have been a very profitable plant, very efficient plant. We run at very high rates. We're one of the top-rated plants in the country at the number of gallons we get out of a bushel. And those are the kinds of things that set one ethanol plant apart from another, and that's why we're in a position to be expanding.
So what do you expect your final capacity or output to be?
Our final output will be about 280 million gallons per year. Yeah, we'll be making about 800,000 gallons a day.
Fantastic. Anything, other message you might just send out there to America's corn growers in particular about what you see in terms of at least short term, whatever length you want to give to the outlook for the ethanol industry?
Yeah, to the U.S. corn growers, we want them to go full charge ahead. We're going to need continued yield increases. We're going to need to keep the acres up. We need to keep the efficiency up. And I think ethanol's done a lot for agriculture, for the farmer, the corn grower, but really for national security. And having now 10%, soon to be 15% of our fuel grown right here in the Midwest of the U.S. and converted into a cleaner burning product than the crude oil and the gasoline that it replaces.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. That's Mark Marquis. He's president of Marquis Energy, where I've had the pleasure to visit here today as we lead up to Nationwide NASCAR Race Weekend in Joliet, Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.